Hello and welcome to another episode of What We Read in the Bedroom. My name is Kaylin. How are you guys doing today? I myself am doing pretty good. I'm exhausted. I spent the day with my brothers, shopping, bowling, and laser tagging. So I am emotionally, I'm fine. Physically, I'm spent. I'm tired. I'm ready to just kind of, you know, just relax. I haven't had that all today, and it's like 9:20, and this is the first time I'm able to like sit down and just relax. So I'm going to kind of hurry this up along, and I know I really shouldn't, but I am just, this is the first time all week I've had a chance to record. So I'm gonna power through this. Okay, so our characters are Lyric, Royal, Glacier, Special Agent Shelley, and Sully. Lyric is still trying to figure out like why she said yes to Royal in the first place, because she even tells him that, you know, it's hard to think around him, and it's when she is away from him that she can actually like fully think. And I have to tell you, I don't think I've ever been in a relationship where like I couldn't think about anything else but them when we were together. I don't think so. So I don't exactly know what this is like, but I know what I was talking about now. Because when she's around Royal, she feels this very direct pull to him, and she's just like, okay, I need, like, she needs space to think about if this is something that she really wants to do. So at the office, she ends up finding out that Brent is dead and that he died by suicide. And her first thought is, you know, he wouldn't have, maybe Royal had something to do with it, because she knows that he has in some shady fucking shit. Now, when she does ask Royal about this, he's just like, I didn't kill him, but I was planning on it. He was dead when we found him. And she even tells him, like, you know what, I'm having a little bit of, like, second thoughts about this relationship. And he's just like, okay, well, here's the thing. You have to be either all in or not. Because if it's a not, this relationship, the physical aspect of it, done. We will only have a, I know the word of this, professional. I don't know why that wasn't there. Okay. Because I would just want to say like a work relationship, and I'm just like, that, it's not like it's that, but it's not that. I'm trying to figure out the word. Nope, figured it out. So it's one or the other. If she's not fully in, it can't be both. And also, since she's already, and like, he's just like, take some time, think about it. But she gets very distracted when he's very close to her. But Royal's also just like, you know, you were kidnapped once already, and now that you are my old lady, you need to move in with me so I can protect you. And she is just like, I know. That's, and she goes on to say, we've only known each other for a week. A week! That is all that has gone by so far. 1 week. And here's the thing. Even with her like second guessing the relationship, hardly any of the guys in the MC are okay or approve of all of the relationship going on between Royal and Lyric, and they have voiced this, and you know, it hasn't really stopped Royal if I'm thinking I want her. Glacier, who is the enforcer, that is his job in the club. He has information that he tortured out of someone, and that is that Maya Wide wants to use Maya Wide, the other MC, the one that kidnapped Lyric at the end of the last book. Okay. So Maya Wide wants to gain their territory, so then it's easier for them to move drugs, guns, and anything else. And Royal understands why Mile Wide wants to take over them, but he doesn't understand how Landon, his old VP, played into this. And you know, they're Royal does tell Lyric that, you know, Mile Wide is probably watching you, and she and that you know, you're not safe because you're the mayor's daughter. Not only are you my old lady, but you're that as well. And this stops Lyric in her tracks, and she looks at Royal and she's just like, I'm not his only daughter. So they rush over to her sister's house. And when they get there, they find two of Mile Wide's men in the house, and Royal is able to shoot them, disarm them. I can't remember if he killed one or not. That one I'm not 100% sure on. And so while Royal is on the phone to his guys to get a cleanup crew over there and everything else, Lyric's on the phone with her sister and it's just like, hey, there's something going on, so I need you to stay at your boyfriend's house. Well, it's her secret boyfriend. Apparently, her secret boyfriend is the stoner yoga teacher who her father and mother dislike very much. So I will go into that relationship in a little bit because that is shit. Okay. So news starts to go around the club about Royal and Lyric's relationship, and you know, not many are happy about it. I mean, they're happy that their president is settling down, just not happy who he's settling down with. And I will get into that. So the one that is especially not happy about it is Mia. Now, in the last book, I didn't go over this. Mia and Lyric literally got into a fist fight. Mia started it because she's all just like, Royal's mine, punch. And you know, Lyric is just like, I'm not gonna let someone I don't fucking know beat the shit out of me for a stupid fucking reason. Okay, so Mia had once been one of the club's leather lovers. Now, I'm trying to remember if we did another. Yes, we did. Okay, so we covered Bink Cummings' series, the Hope Trilogy. Okay, so in that they had, oh God, what they call? It could be hangarounds. It basically they're okay. So for the MC, for the Alpha Wolf's MC, their leather lovers are the women that come around, are basically just hangarounds, and they sleep with the bikers. It's not their job, it's just something that they do. And so but here's the thing. Mia thought that her and Royal were going to like get together. She was going to be his old lady. That they were in love. But here's the thing, and as bad as this sounds, this is coming from Royal. Royal only saw her as a good time. I mean, okay, that the way that he says it is way worse than how I said it. So now, some of the old ladies are okay. She's okay with Fauna and Jaina, but the others are kind of like up in the air. And the reason that they're not okay with it is, one, she's an outsider to the club. Lyric is the outsider of the club. And two, she works in local government. Now, local government could really fuck over the Alpha Wolves. Okay. So while Lyric is talking to the women of Alpha Wolves, Royal calls the president of Milewide a man named Clayton Moore. Jesus Christ, I need to sleep. And he's just like, I have a few of your members. And here's the thing. If you want to see them alive, you have to come get them. If not, I'm sorry, but we're gonna kill them. And you know what he does? Clayton says, no. No. No what? He goes, no thanks. I don't want to come. And any other way that sounds very dirty. Okay, anyway, and this is just absolutely not something a club president would do. So while Lyric is playing politics with the wives, she soon introduced to a woman named Glinda. Yes, you heard me. Glinda. Now, apparently, she also looks like the good witch. Well, that's what they say. Okay, if I remember this right, and I am pulling this out of the book, Billy Burke was who played Glinda the Good Witch? I think so. Okay. And, while Glinda comes in the conversation, Lyric is told that she doesn't belong there and is called some wait, no. And that she's stealing Royal from Mia. Which does make me wonder, on their take, are they just going on what Mia has said, or have Mia and Royal been together a lot? So later that day, Lyric goes into the office, but as soon as she steps in, she's told by her sister that there are two agents at the FBI there. So after the agents leave, she asks her father what they were about, and he tells her that they want to talk to her, but they're also investigating Brent's death, which we all thought was a suicide. So she's trying to figure out what they would want to talk to her about, but then finds out that they're on their way to talk to her brother, who is still in the hospital after being beat up by Royal. So she calls Sully, and she basically says to him, "You're gonna say nothing. You are going to. I don't give a shit what you say. Figure it the fuck out. But if you say anything about Royal and his guys beating you, or Royal beating you, he and his guys will come over and save you from another mugging." Then she calls Royal. She goes and she tells him what's going on, and he's just like, "Okay, we'll figure this out." So she's now leaving the office. She's been at the office for probably a half hour. She's just like, "Fuck today, I'm done." And goes and is planning on going back home. Now, for since basically Lyric had moved in, she has had a member of the club follow her everywhere for protection. Protection. But when she's leaving the office, she sees Mia and a few of the other leather lovers. And, you know, she's looking for the guy who's protecting her, a guy named Mug, and he is being distracted by one of the women. This gives Mia and the others time to jump Lyric, and right in front of the mayor's office in broad daylight, very full view of the cameras. I swear, I think some people are just like really dumb. Or she's just very desperate and doesn't give a shit. Okay, so they tear her clothes, they hack at her hair. Mia cuts each side, like each of her cheeks, like face cheeks, not ass cheeks, but then also does a slight cut from, I think it's like under where your bra would be to her navel, I believe was how. And here's the thing, it wasn't like, so if you've ever had one of those cuts where you just like slightly cut your skin, that you feel that burn, oh yeah, that's what she got. I think that was, I don't think I don't I think the face was a little deeper. So Mia then goes to tell her, you know, what the club hates more than an outsider is a snitch. And then she leaves because Lyric is coming to the realization, I can't say anything to Royal about this. Because if he goes in and then he tries to do something about it, it's gonna make her look weak. It's gonna make her look like a snitch. And she's just like, I can't fucking do that. Like, So she goes to the car, she goes to her car, she head home. And she, before she leaves, she tells Mug she's fine. So, but he ends up calling Royal and tells him about Lyric getting drunk. And this jumped. Jesus Christ. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I really fucking don't. It's just one of those days. Okay. Mug tells Royal about Lyric getting jumped, and this pisses Royal off, and he's just like, where the fuck were you when this happened? So Mug explains everything. So Royal hops on his bike, goes to Lyric's place, and he goes in there and he's asking her to do it. They're having a conversation, and slowly he's able to piece together that it was Mia. But she's just like, don't do anything, because she explains to him, you know what? If I snitch, I'm a rat. I'm weak. I can't take care of myself. If I don't say shit, I like, it's, here's the thing. It's a lose, here's the thing. It's a lose-lose situation with Lyric and a win for Mia. All around on that one. So Royal goes in the next day, tells guys what happened, but they're, and then tells them, we're not going to do anything about it. The girls are going to figure this out themselves. So they talked to Glacier about one of the guys he was holding slash torturing, and I believe it was one of the guys from the house. And he actually gets some talk. So what this guy's telling him is, hey, we were paid to be pa like they paid us to patch into Mile Wide. And so now the Alpha Wolves are trying to figure out where the fuck is Mile Wide getting all this money to, I think they said it was like 10 grand a week that they were getting paid. And so you got to think about it. We're gonna do a month. So what, 40 grand a month? And then they're given the bike too. If they're gonna go with a good bike, it's gonna be what, 60, 70 grand? I don't know how much motorcycles cost. I've ridden two motorcycles. The second one went a hell of a lot better than the first time. My dad tried to teach me on his, and he had this like a 900-pound fucking behemoth of a bike, which I never should have been on trying to learn to ride on it. He takes me to my old high school and he's just like, okay, I don't want you to give in a guess. I want you to coast it and turn. Okay. I have a 900-pound fucking bike under me, right? Something like that. And he wants me to go 2 miles an hour on it and do a turn and come back to him, giving it no gas. I can't fucking do that. No, by the time I had gotten done, I had dropped that bike so many fucking times. I did not care. I ended up telling my dad, like, I'm done. I do not want to fucking touch this thing anymore. By the time I was done, I had half of one leg bruised and my other ankle so badly twisted that I trying to drive home was a bitch. Okay. So the next day, Lyric goes, she gets a haircut. She goes to Sephora and basically just like put enough makeup on me that you can't see the cuts on my face. And they do that. How they do, I don't know. I'm 100% not good at makeup whatsoever. So she finally gets to the office. And sees that the FBI is there, and she calls Sully to find out what he told them. And it's just like, okay, well, I told them what you fucking told me to tell them. So she gets to her desk, and she's told that the agents are waiting for her in her father's office. And so she goes in there. Everything is going fine until they drop a bomb. They're just like, so, how's life dating the president of a 1% motorcycle club? And everything goes to shit. Okay. She also finds out that Brent. No. Sorry. They're just like, we think Royal might have something to do with that death because, I don't think Brent would have gotten rid of his phone and laptop before he killed himself. And this leaves Lyra completely fucking stumped. So then, once they leave and then she's fucking gone, she goes straight to the compound, tells Royal what's happening, and they're just like, we need to figure this shit out. But first, let's have a couple drinks and let's have a hate shag. So after the romp, Royal tells his officers what's going on, and then, and all they know, the only thing that they know is this is the last fucking thing they need right now. So here's the thing. The club does not trust Lyric whatsoever because here's the thing. With her just dating Royal, if they get arrested for anything and she's called up to testify, she has to. But if she were married to Royal, husbands and wives or wives and wives or husbands and husbands, however you're fucking married, they can't apparently. I. Something like that. I don't know. So they need to be able to trust her, which means Royal needs to marry her. And he goes, okay, I'll ask her because they voted on it. Okay, here's the thing. That sounded really bad. Royal had already been thinking about it. So he brought up that suggestion first and not everyone else. But they did vote on it. So while at a coffee shop one day, now this is a couple days afterwards, I put this in really fast here and I don't know why. Glinda goes up to Lyric and Glinda goes, hey, are you gonna say yes on Saturday? She goes, to what? Oh, when Royal asks you to marry him at the barbecue in front of the entire club. What? So I'll get into what happens after all that. So you can let this sink in for a little while. Okay, so Lear goes to visit Sully in the hospital and tells him that she knows Brent was killed for his dealing with Milewide, and that he, Sully, is lucky that it was only a beatdown from Royal and not anything else. And then, in the heat of the argument between the siblings, he's just like, Dad knew about our dealings with Milewide. We had already told him. And before they can get into any of this, a man comes in who's just like, fuck, I can't remember their last name. They're just like, Sully, so-and-so. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Grabs a gun, points it at him, sits your ass down in the bed, and I won't rape and kill your sister. And Sully's just like, no, stands in front of Lyric, is just like, you're not gonna hurt her, blah 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 blah. You're not gonna shoot me. You don't want to draw that kind of attention. What do you got? You got some sort of morphine, some really technical terms of things that you can put into IVs that kill someone that I can't think of anything right now. I think sodium something, I don't know. Okay. And so at this point, the guy has the gun right to Sully's head, right? And Lyric pulls out her Glock, points it at him, be just like, look. If you shoot him, I shoot you, you're still dead. But here's and I'll be alive. Him, possibly. But if you drop your gun and leave here, we all live. Isn't that a better thing? No, here is my fucking question. How are they getting guns into this fucking hospital? Because here's the thing, I thought it has been a while since I had to go to into a hospital for anything, thankfully. But I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I mean, can you, even if it's a carrying concealed, which I'm not 100% sure any of these are. Well, I'm pretty sure the one that Lyric has is, but not the other guy. And so I'm just like, fuck, I don't know. That's how I'm gonna answer it. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so the guy runs out. She calls Royal. He gets his guys over there, and they search for the guy. Now she tells Sully that he's going to call the FBI and tell them that Milewide is the one that did that to him because Brent had dragged him in talking about easy money, and then you want it out. And so they beat you within an inch of your life because of that. So the next morning, Lyric and Royal at her house, and they're just about to walk out the door when there's a knock on it. And at the door is two FBI agents. It's here that they drop a bomb that his former VP was working with the drug cartel. I don't remember the name of the drug cartel. Oh, I began with an S. I didn't write it down. Why? I don't. Saldina's drug control. I'm just gonna call it the drug cartel. Because I know I will probably pronounce the name of the cartel wrong, and I'm not 100% sure it. Like, I'm pretty sure it's not a real cartel, but I don't want to piss anyone off who's actually in one, so I'm just, fuck. I'm fucked, aren't I? Oh well. Okay. But here's the thing. Once they drop that, this Royal's just like, no, you are fucking lying. And because this is huge news, like, he had no idea about this. So, if you're trying to figure out what this all means, okay. The cartel basically now owns Mile Wide, or is work, no, not owns. The cartel is working with Mile Wide. Now, Landon, his old VP, went to Mile Wide, got in bed with them, and was also in bed with the cartel. So this is just a whole everyone's getting fucked without lube sort of situation right now. So at the office, Lyric and her dad get into it, and her father is all about her breaking up with Royal so then she can get elected to something. While she is just like, no, you need to fucking listen right here. Your son was almost killed last night by an assassin of the other motorcycle club that wants to come into our area. With the dealings that you knew about. And so she's just like, and she's also just like, okay, your son also has not pissed off both, not has not only pissed off one, but two motorcycle clubs. So it's fun to be Sully right now. Now, Royal has a photo op with the mayor, and it's all about, and it's really just like how Royal had signed paperwork and that they are going to be working together. Like the club will be cleaning up high, will be cleaning up highways, yada yada yada. And Royal basically tells the mayor, who is Lyric's father, that as long as he does what Lyric tells him to do, meaning as long as the mayor, her father, does what Lyric tells him to do, then they won't have a Mexican drug cartel come into their town. Now, he is a very proud man, and he does not take this well. But later that night, he tells Lyric what the FBI had told them, how Brett was in bed with the cartel, along with Mile Wide and the former VP. And here's the thing, the FBI just can't figure out how the Alpha Wolves fit into it. And they don't. They don't. The only reason that they look like they're a key in this right now is because of Landon. Okay, so we're gonna go back to that little convo of, Lyric finding out that Royal was going to, ask him to marry him, at the party. Okay, so they have this big talk about it, and here's the thing, Lyric is caught up on the time, basically, that they've only known each other for a little over a week, and Royal's just like, okay, I don't get why you're hung up on that, which I don't know. If I was dating, like, if I really fell for the person I was dating within a week, and I'm just like, we should get married now. I don't know. And I can see how, like, people would be just like, I don't think this is a good idea. But here's the thing, it happened all the time back in like yesteryears. But she told him, it's not a no, but it's not a yes. It's a maybe. And he goes, I'll take it for now. I know I'll change your mind. I'll take a maybe. So it's time for the cookout. And since they are engaged, I did finger quotes around that. They're now using it as an engagement party. But later on that night, okay, while they're at this engagement party, Lyric gets a call from her father saying, we are going to have a welcome home party for Sully. He's getting out of the hospital. You need to be here by 6. And she says, and her dad hangs up the phone. I'm just like, okay, how does this family function? is my one big question, because I don't think he I it's unsure if he actually sees any of his kids as his kids, or he just sees his kids as his employees. I don't know. Okay. But they go back to Royal's house to change, and Mia shows up. She keys both Royal's bike and Lyric's car, and this pisses him off to no end. And while Lyric is just flabbergasted. And so now they're at her parents' house for the welcome home party for Sully. And to say things don't go over well, big understatement. So it seems like her dad is this more, I don't want to say power hungry, but it seems like he's more about his image than being a father. Now, and I don't know how it was when she was younger, but it just seems like it now. Like, his kids are grown. He's just like, these are the aspects I have for myself. This is what I'm gonna do. And I will step on every one of my children to get this done. Her mother is this, I don't know. Mom's almost like a 50s housewife. But she when here's the thing, Royal goes with her to this, and the entire time her mom is just glaring at him, and her sister's just like checking him out because, you know, the other sister likes to live dangerously too. I don't fucking know. I swear, the only normal ones in this family seem to be Lyric, who is finally just relaxing, isn't so uptight. And then there's her sister, Kaylee, who literally I think should just be a hippie. So her father's just getting more and more upset. You just see his face getting redder and redder. And Sully is like kind of scared that, you know, Royal's in the house. He just got a massive beat down from this guy. And for a kicker, Lyric holds up her left hand and goes, "We're getting married." Oh shit. Okay, so there is so while at the barbecue, the girls had invited Lyric to join their baking day, baking party, whatever you want to call it. So they're at a grocery shop, a grocery store, so they're shopping, getting everything they need. And as they're leaving, they see Mia, and she does not look good. She starts talking about how Becca says she can get her money, but it's no longer gonna work because she doesn't have Royal and all this other shit. And she literally just starts shooting. So, Lyric is able to shoot and kill Mia, but not before some Mile Wide members come up or come over and join and shoot, start shooting as well. Now, there is the women that are there, that were in the shopping trip were Fauna, Janae, and I want to say the name Janae. I did not write it down. I should have. And Glinda. Those three are injured. And the Mile Wide guys kidnap Lyric, and the one to kidnap her personally is okay, so the guys find out about the shooting from Glacier, who heard it on the police scanner, and at the time all they know is there's four dead, four injured, and a possible kidnapping. So they want to head out to the store, but they can't because it would not look good for them. So they are still waiting and listening to the police scanner, and they're hearing that the victims are being taken to a hospital, and soon the calls start coming in to tell the guys whose wives were shot. And they're just like, Mile Wide did this on purpose. Like, they got this, they know that they got this fucking information from someone. And here's the thing, the girls know they got the information from Mia, because Mia used to be the one to join them. and told them like where they would be and whatnot, and like roughly what time. And they also knew that, you know, hitting the old ladies would hurt the club. It would throw a couple of them like off kilter. What they know is that the shooters were on bikes, and so they're just like, it was fucking mile wide. Royal calls Sully wanting to know who Lyric's emergency contact is, and just like, hey, it's our other sister. She goes, and he's just like, call her, ask her if she's heard anything, and let me fucking know. So we go to where Lyric is. Now she's being forced to get out of the car. She is in the middle of the Redwoods, and all she can really smell around her is weed. So she knows she's at fucking grow houses. I wonder how amazing a grow house really smells. Oh, it's probably terrific. Anyway, so she sees Clayton Moore in an argument. Now, as you know, Clayton Moore is the president of Mile Wide. But she sees him in an argument with another man, and soon Clayton is leaving with the rest of his MC, leaving her with the cartel. Now they're just like, did something simple that we want you to do. We want you to call your dad and read him the script. But before she can do that, there's a knock on the door. And, you know, oh no, there's no knock yet. Before she can call her dad, they hear tires on the gravel coming towards the house. So they're just like, take her down to the basement. So it turns out it's the FBI. They knock on the door. They're just like, FBI, we have some questions. And then the shootout starts. And but here's the thing, the shootout doesn't start until Lyric screams, and so Shelley is able to call for backup, and both agents are able to get into the house, shooting any cartel members that they can find. Not that they can find that are shooting at them. And they're able to make it down to the basement. Now both agents are injured. Shelly isn't as injured as badly as her partner. And the guys are still listening to the police scanner, and they hear that Shelly called for backup, and the address is there, and they're on their way. Okay, so I have a quick question, and this, I know it really doesn't matter in the story. Okay, so I have been watching on Paramount Plus. I've been watching the show FBI, and they did this one episode where cops were robbing check cashing places. And apparently there is a encrypted line for the police scanner that sends out like different that like isn't sent out to like public owned police scanners. So I'm just wondering like how the guys are getting all the information that they're getting from the police scanner. Were they able to get into that encrypted line? I don't know. Or I shouldn't say line, I say frequency. Okay, so they get to the area where the cabin is, and they find Mile Wide there. There's a shootout that happens between them, and they're able to take most of the members out, but they are able to injure. Oh, wait, no, sorry. And they're able to either kill or injure all the Mile Wide members. So in the basement, Lyric is able to get Shelly's backup weapon, and they are trying to move her partner somewhere that's out of the line of fire, and they hear the basement door open, and Lyric doesn't even look like wait to see who it is. She just turns, shoots, and drops them. So Lyric is just like, how did you know I was here? And Shelly's just like, we're just doing a routine check. It was just dumb fucking luck. So they start to hear someone else come down the steps. And here's the thing, Lyric knows these footsteps. So she sees Royal first, but knows that Agent Shelley is going to see him next. So she does the only thing that she can. She knocks Agent Shelley out with a pistol whip to the noggin. And then she goes on to tell Royal that, you know, that he has to get the guys out of here because cops are like minutes out. And then he's just like, we really got to stop meeting this way. And he leaves. He gets all the guys to head out. Whoever they have left alive, they are going to take with them for questioning. And that leaves Lyric just now waiting in the basement with two unconscious FBI agents and multiple dead cartel members. She's just waiting for the cops now. And that is the end of book two. Now, this was a little bit more action-packed than the first book. Now, the first book, we were slowly like kind of getting into it, but like here's the thing, as we progress with this, it becomes slightly darker and darker, and then just more and more and more action-packed. Oh, but it is, here's the thing, I can see this being like a series, like a something that you would see on Netflix, HBO, something like that. And I think it would like be fucking wonderful. No, but here's the thing. I really do like these books. I do. And you know, it I've had to read this series quite a few times. So like, because the my first read of this, I was just like, how quick they are moving this relationship is, it was scary to me. And I was like, it was something that like it took me a little bit, it took me almost to like the end of the third book to like wrap my head around. And so I'm just like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this, but like I'm just like, okay, we'll figure it out. I'll work through this. And but other than that, like fuck, it is such a good series. So I will be back in 2 weeks for the third book. I want you guys to know that you can email me at I'm still right now under the email of notyournormalbooks@gmail.com. Things have been very hectic of late. So I'm working on that. Also, you guys can follow me or DM me on Instagram at what we read in the bedroom pod. Please, please, please follow, rate, and review. Every little bit helps other people find this podcast. Yeah. So, with that all being said, I will see you guys all in 2 weeks.